the rest of the story. The paint was barely dry on the sign. Dog training school, it said. Suddenly up drove a man with a frisky 8-month-old puppy. Puppy's name was Pal. The owner went on to enumerate Pal's problems. For one thing, he was not housebroken. He also chewed up everything in sight. He also barked all the time. And then the owner winced. Pal chased motorcycles. He'd hear one coming down the street, and he'd run to the fence. He'd squeeze through the fence if he could. He'd chase the motorcycle for blocks. Not only was this dangerous for Pal, it was annoying to everybody else, particularly to motorcyclists. So the owner asked the proprietor of the new dog training school, "Do you think you can train him?" Well, as I say, the paint was barely dry on the sign reading Dog Training School. But dog trainer Rudd Weatherwax, on that first day of class, had just met his first pupil. This is the rest of the story. Rudd Weatherwax had loved animals all his life. He'd worked for dog trainers since he was a boy, and then one day he decided it was time to open his own school. So he built a nice, big, clean kennel and a dog run behind his house. And what was left of his yard, he fenced off for individual training areas. And then he painted that sign, and he waited, and along came Pal. He was a good-looking puppy, apparently well-fed, remarkably curious and energetic. His lessons began immediately. After the first day, Pal would come when called most of the time. It took only one more day for Rudd to housebreak him most of the time. But after 3 days, Pal was housebroken. And Pal had learned not to jump up on people. And within a week, he was chewing only his own toys. And he was barking only when spoken to. But then the owner returned. And Rudd proudly told the man that Pal was now a well-behaved pet, obedient, housebroken, not nearly so noisy as he had been. And would he now no longer chase motorcycles, Pal's owner wanted to know. Well, the truth of the matter was that whenever a motorbike sped by, the dog would still race from one end of the yard to the other, barking furiously at the elusive sound. In other words, Pal was still determined to chase motorcycles. The owner said that just wouldn't do. He said he would have nothing less than a completely obedient animal. Anyway, his home had been so peaceful since Pal left that he just wasn't sure anymore that he wanted to have a dog after all. And then the owner asked what was the balance of the trainer's fee. Rudd said it was $10. Pal's owner said, "If you want the dog, you can keep the dog and we'll call it square." And so, out of the puppy's life walked the human who had once pledged to care for him. And Pal, for an exchange of $10, was Rudd's dog now. And despite his continuing dislike for motorcycles, the puppy grew into a fine, amazingly intelligent dog. And, in fact, a movie star. In 1943, a male collie appeared in a motion picture that was to set a new standard for animal stories in the movies. Of course, you know that the world's best-known dog called Lassie was really a motorbike chaser named Pal. And now you know the rest of the story.